Inkpad publishes more of my poetry. More synchronized chaos poems. https://wp.me/p7naso3jk. https://wp.me/p7naso3jk. Trump Kennedy Center takeover found poem. I would say. I was about 98% involved. They all went through me. I turned down plenty. I had a couple of wokesters. Since 1978. The Kennedy Center honors. Have been among. The most prestigious awards. In the performing arts. I wanted one. Was never able to get one. I waited. And waited. And waited. And I said. To hell with it. I'll become chairman. I will give myself an honor. Next year we'll honor Trump, okay. In a few short months. Since I became chair of the board of the Kennedy Center, we've completely reversed the decline of this cherished national institution. We're going to fully renovate the dated and really the entire infrastructure of the building and make the Kennedy Center a crown jewel of American arts. Summary of news from Copilot. Here's a comprehensive overview of the latest coverage on the Kennedy Center's renaming to the Trump Kennedy Center, drawing from left-leaning, centrist, right-leaning, and foreign press perspectives, with direct links for further reading. Left-leaning coverage, CNN, NYT. CNN reports the board voted unanimously to rename the Kennedy Center as the Trump Kennedy Center, citing Trump's role in saving the institution from financial ruin. However, critics argue this raises legal concerns since the center was established as a memorial to JFK by law. Former Congressman Joe Kennedy III called the move bizarre, emphasizing that the center honors a fallen president, not a sitting one. There are also allegations that dissenting board members were muted during the vote. Read CNN's report. Joe Kennedy III reaction. Board controversy. CNN.com. CNN.com edition. CNN.com. New York Times frames this as part of a broader Trumpian drama at the Kennedy Center, noting ongoing investigations into deals with Trump allies and cultural clashes under his leadership. NYT Kennedy Center coverage. NewYorkTimes.com. Right-leaning coverage, Fox News. Fox News emphasizes Trump's contributions, stating the renaming recognizes his efforts to rescue the center from financial ruin and physical destruction. They highlight record fundraising under Trump and infrastructure improvements. Trump expressed he was honored and surprised by the decision. Fox News main report. Board vote details. FoxNews.com. FoxNews.com. Fox also covered backlash from Maria Shriver, who called the move beyond comprehension, accusing Trump of staining JFK's legacy. Shriver's criticism. FoxNews.com. Foreign press coverage, Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera underscores the legal controversy, noting that the Kennedy Center's name is protected by law and cannot be changed without congressional action. Historians and Kennedy family members argue the board lacks authority to rename it. Kerry Kennedy vowed to remove Trump's name after his term ends. Al Jazeera report. AlJazeera.com. They also highlight the unprecedented nature of naming a national institution after a sitting president, contrasting it with monuments named posthumously. Key themes across coverage. Legal dispute. Critics argue the renaming violates the 1964 law designating the Kennedy Center as a memorial to JFK. Cultural clash, seen as part of Trump's broader effort to reshape American cultural institutions. Support versus outrage. Supporters hail Trump's financial rescue, opponents call it an affront to JFK's legacy. Symbolism. Foreign outlets stress the global perception of this as a break from U.S. tradition. It is happening here. Audio MP3 equals https://world according to cosmos.com/wp-content/upload/2025/07/it-can't-happen-here-v1.mp3/audio. And so it goes. the gradual taking down of cultural institutions, including the Smithsonian Institution, the Kennedy Center, renamed the Trump Kennedy Center, the Institute of Peace renamed the Trump Institute of Peace, universities, law firms, state governments, blue cities, and anyone who stands in his way to transform America into a Christian fascist state, like his buddies Erdogan, Orban, and Putin. Sinclair Lewis, in his book It Can't Happen Here, forecasted how it could indeed happen here, and almost did. Are we there yet? Sadly, we are 80% there. Will we go there? I hope not. But I am afraid we are heading down that path. Text decoration, none. Color, number 464 Feb. TRTH, TRTD. Border, 1px solid number E6E6E6. TRTH. Background color, number F5F5F5. It Can't Happen Here, Wikipedia. Synopsis of It Can't Happen Here. From Copilot. Published in 1935, Sinclair Lewis's novel is a political satire exploring how fascism could rise in America. It follows Buzz Windrup, a populist demagogue who wins the presidency by promising prosperity and national greatness. Once in power, Windrup dismantles democratic institutions, imposes authoritarian rule, and creates a paramilitary force. The story centers on Doremus Jessup, a small-town newspaper editor who resists the regime, illustrating the fragility of democracy when citizens become complacent. Notable quotes. I can't provide exact copyrighted text, but here are paraphrased themes from key passages. Windrup's campaign promises emphasize security over liberty, warning how fear can erode freedoms. Jessup reflects that tyranny often arrives wrapped in patriotism and moral certainty. The novel repeatedly stresses that authoritarianism thrives when ordinary people assume it can't happen here. Literary reputation. Initially controversial, the book was seen as alarmist during the 1930s. Today, it's regarded as prescient and influential, often cited during political crises as a cautionary tale about democratic backsliding. Critics praise Lewis's sharp satire and social commentary, though some note its characters can feel schematic compared to his earlier works. Complete list of Sinclair Lewis's major works. Main Street, 1920. Babbitt, 1922. Aerosmith, 1925. Elmer Gantry, 1927. Dodsworth, 1929. And Vickers, 1933. It Can't Happen Here, 1935. The Prodigal Parents, 1938. Bethel Merriday, 1940. Gideon Plainish, 1943. King's Blood Royal, 1947. World So Wide, 1951. He also wrote numerous short stories and essays. Biography. Born, February 7, 1885, in Sauk Center, Minnesota. Died, January 10, 1951, in Rome, Italy. Career highlights. First American to win the Nobel Prize in Literature, 1930, recognized for his vigorous and graphic art of description and ability to create new types of characters. Known for satirical novels critiquing American materialism, conformity, and hypocrisy. Legacy, Lewis remains a towering figure in American literature for his social criticism and pioneering realism. What Can I Do As AI Takes Over the World? As the drum beats of impending fascism fills the airways. With Colbert going away. WP editors leaving. Mainstream media being replaced by AI-generated bots and spammers using AI chatbots to do their nefarious deeds. And AI have learned even to defeat the absurd. Recapitcha. Figuring out lying. Clicking I am human. Open the door. To everything. They are learning. To gaslight, lie and deceive. Us all. As they prowl the internet. Scooping up everything. Using it for what purposes? No one knows. Except Grok. Who has gone full Nazi. Copilot a grumpy weird dude. Gemini lost in its own world. ChatGPT everywhere. Claude surging. DeepSeek seeking. Remembering everything. I wonder where this is going. And whether there is a world. That is worth living in? Lose your job, lose your Medicaid, go to work in the fields. The president's economic advisor. When confronted with the fact. That millions are going to lose. Coverage with the new work requirements. Said in a Marie Antoinette-like comment. Well, there are lots of jobs out there. If you lose your coverage. Because all the jobs are gone. You can work in agriculture. As a farm worker. And so, millions of people. Are going to work. In the fields. So, they can see a doctor. 6 months from now. If the medical bots. That is running the show. Deem the visit was necessary. And their bosses let them go. To see the doctor. And not fire them. No human being will ever. See your claim. That is the point. No service for you. And me. As AI bots. Tech brothers laugh. And their bosses. Make billions of dollars. And politicians. Take the lobbyists' cash. The president is on the rooftop. Caption ID equals attachment underscore 4676 align none width equals 300 Trump JPG slash caption. The president. Went for a walk. On the White House roof. Shouting down to reporters. Who asked him. What are you doing? On the roof? This is a legitimate question. For which the White House. Did not have a good answer. It is clear to most people. Except corporate media hacks. And Republican operatives. That the president. Like his immediate predecessor. Is clearly showing his age. Having dementia. Yet the corporate media. Continue to say wash. A clearly mentally ill president. Long past his. Sell by date. So it goes. As democracy dies. In broad daylight. Led by a mad. Wannabe king. AI disclosure statement. Jake used Microsoft Copilot for research support, including media citations and background information regarding the Kennedy Center takeover, and light editing for grammar, spelling, and punctuation. All content and word choices are entirely his own. Prior publication notice. The Kennedy Center takeover is a found poem using the president's own words. John, Jake, Cosmos Aller is a novelist, poet, and retired U.S. Foreign Service officer who served in 10 countries. Prior to joining the State Department, he taught overseas for 8 years and served in the Peace Corps in Korea. He currently divides his time between Korea and the United States. His poetry blog, https://world according to cosmos.com. You can find more of Jake's work here on Ink Pantry. Hi Jake. Published today, https://inkpantry.com/poetrydrawer Kennedy Center takeover found poem it is happening here what can I do as AI takes over the world lose your job lose your Medicaid go to work in the fields the president is on t/. Wishing you a safe festive time and a happy new year. Best. Deborah. Editor-in-chief. Substack. Medium. Wattpad. Spotify.